KEDM hosted a mayoral debate last night, and following the event, I sat down with fellow panelists Amritha Aladi and Randy Pruitt for thoughts on the candidates' discussion. Amritha, looking at tonight's debate, what would you consider the strongest issue that was addressed through the discussion tonight?
I think they all did a good job addressing finances in a general way. None of them were giving, you know, specific answers, but I think that was probably difficult for them to do without having, you know, without stepping into the office and seeing what the situation is. But I think it's obvious that that is one of the, obviously finances affect all areas, so that was the area of most concern.
Randy, for you, what do you feel was the strongest issue that was addressed tonight by the candidates?
I agree with Amritha. I think the economic situation, the economy, I think jobs. As long as you're in Monroe, I think we're always going to hear drainage, flooding issues, problems like this. I liked the situational question that you suggested we come up with, and that was, you know, what happens if a major business like State Farm did several years ago pull out? You know, how do you deal with that? What can you do? What's your backup plan and all that? I thought that was very interesting.
Amritha, as far as economic development, did anything stand out to you tonight in any of the candidates' messages?
I thought it was interesting that Riley mentioned he would want to have an economic development fund, although I know the city does already have one. So I would like to find out more about how his fund would be different than what is already in place.
Randy, on the topic of economic development, anything in particular stand out to you this evening?
I think by looking at the candidates, you could sort of see that they're all very sincere about their desires to deal with problems like this. And I thought we had three very good, interesting candidates tonight. And I did want to say thank you for the great job you did putting all of this together and for KEDM. And I hope listeners remember when time comes to support, you know, public radio here. Question for you, Bob. How do you think it would have gone tonight if Jamie Mayo had appeared?
I would have liked to have heard, you know, more of the development of plans. It's kind of what some of the questions touched upon tonight. And I think that it really would have given a little bit more perspective in lining up what you were hearing from one candidate versus the incumbent, how they would approach a given.
There are advantages and disadvantages to being an incumbent. You have a record. It can be, you know, touted or it can be attacked.
Was there a topic that you feel that we hit upon that voters were likely to connect with the responses from the candidates?
I think the issue of drainage is something that many Monroe residents can connect to. But again, there too, I would have liked to see more specific answers regarding what each of them plans to do. But I think that was that probably really hit home with a lot of Monroe residents.
I thought jobs really resonated with voters somewhat. And I kept waiting for one of the candidates this evening to say, you know, well, look, just using ULM as an example, of course, we do have Grambling, we do have Louisiana, you got Dr. Bob Eisenstadt, you got Dr. Paul Dunn, Small Business Authority, and just a wealth of information to possibly form some type of task force once elected, and tackle the job issue on local level.